It's great to be here this afternoon, despite the murky conditions, to see people standing up in solidarity with those people in Egypt who are fighting for their freedom, who are fighting for democracy, and who are fighting for decency. It's been very inspiring over the last 2 weeks to see people make such a stand. It's been an absolute display of courage on the part of many tens of thousands of people who have come out on the streets despite the fear, despite the threats, despite the prospect of violence. And for us to be standing here in the rain is, I think, a very small contribution to what has been an amazing effort. It's also been inspiring to see the commitment to non-violence, despite the provocation, despite the fear. The commitment to non-violence has been truly inspiring. I think one of the most memorable things I've seen on all the footage out of Egypt in the last couple of weeks has been those people, when there was the prospect of more violence breaking out, who stood in front of their own colleagues and said, let's not fight back. Let's stand together as a community, fighting for democracy together, and not let the violence overtake. We are witnessing history unfolding here. We can only hope that there is a quick and peaceful transition to democracy. As I said, it has been inspiring. In spite, the sadness has been the loss of life. We cannot forget that some have already made the ultimate sacrifice in this demand for a new future. To see that a new future is possible is what's driving these people in Egypt. We can only hope that they succeed quickly. And that's the message we want to deliver here today to the embassy, as the symbol of Egypt in Australia, to say we want democracy and a peaceful and just transition as soon as possible for those who are standing up for freedom in Egypt. We stand in solidarity with them, and we pray for them in the coming days as this comes to what seems to be the final moments of this battle.